From the Kramer Basketball Headquarters in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you are listening to the Coach's Edge Podcast, powered by CoachesEdge.coach. Here is your host, Steve Kramer.
What's up, Coach? I'm excited to talk closeouts with you and walk through a bunch of different variations, five variations of closeouts you can do with your team in practice and how we can actually start to combine some of these different closeout variations into one competitive drill that can make it even higher intensity. So as you think about that, I want to mention, I think players should play some one-on-one every day. So as a coach listening and you're designing your practice plans, I think there's so much value in playing some one-on-one every day. It could be a rebounding one-on-one, closeout one-on-one, help side one-on-one, loose ball one-on-one, transition one-on-one. There's a million different variations that we have at coachesedge.coach and everywhere else. But it's important for us to play one-on-one because if offensively, we're working on our skills in a variety of situations that we're going to be throughout the course of the game, that's going to help us. Defensively, we can have great strategy. We can have players in the right spots off the ball, but if we can't contain the basketball, we're going to be in trouble. So we have to build good individual defensive players. And I think the reason for this podcast and this video is one of the hardest parts of defense, in my opinion, is the closeout. So we need to get repetitions in that area, preferably every single day as well. So I'm going to walk through five closeout variations, and then we'll talk about how we can do these. In fact, as I'm recording this, I'm getting ready to head up to Michigan over Thanksgiving, and we're going to work with a team for 2 hours, and we're only going to do defense, individual defense, team defense, and this will be one of the variations that we do. So if you think about a coach up top with a basketball or even a player, you could divide your group up into 3 to 4 players at a hoop if you chose to, even individually if you have more coaches who can be a passer up top. So let's say the ball's up top and we have an offensive defensive player along the block, and we're going to perform a basic elbow cut, meaning you're going to walk your defensive player up to the elbow from the block, and then you're going to pop out to the wing. Coach or player throws the basketball to that player at the wing, and they're playing one-on-one. So that's the first variation that we're going to play, is working on getting open, moving without the basketball, and staying attached defensively and getting into that closeout. After we've done that, we get the basketball back to the coach who's up top. We have that player stay on the wing. We have the defensive player in the gap, however you teach your one pass away defense. And the coach up top might take a dribble, so they're working on a stunt. At any point, they can pass the basketball to the wing. Gap defender closes out, you play one-on-one again. You could go time frame with this. You could go dribble maximum on this. I like to change up the variations, right? So now that same defender has played defense 2 times. They've gone from defending an elbow cut to defending a one pass away into a catch at the wing. Offensive player now goes to the corner. Ball stays up top. So now there's a little more space between the ball and the player who's in the corner. The ball's up top. Obviously, the defender of the player in the corner is going to be more spaced off, and we're going to throw that long pass from around the slot to the seam area all the way down to the corner, and we're going to work on that closeout angle. That can be a challenging closeout angle, especially if you're working on various types of defensive closeouts, whether you're doing pack line, whether you're doing a forced baseline, whether you're trying to square up. Like, this is a difficult angle to close out, and it needs to be practiced. So now we're at our third variation. We've done these in isolation with the players that we train, but like next week, for example, this is going to be one drill, 5 different closeouts, same defender, same offensive player. I've thought about mixing in different offensive players with the same defensive player. I'm sure there's a good way to do it. I haven't quite wrapped my head around how I want that to look yet. But we'll probably get there. But right now, we're going the same offensive player and defensive player matched up against each other. There's some value there. So they play one-on-one, closing out from the ball being up top to the ball going down to the corner. Now, the fourth one, we're working on closing out to a skip. So if the coach is on the right wing, offensive players on the left wing, and we're going to throw that skip pass, right? The defensive players probably along the midline, depending on what types of defense you teach. Maybe you're on midline, maybe you're foot in the paint, 2 feet in the paint. That's up to you, obviously. But we're working on that skip pass into a closeout. That's variation four. And then variation five on the closeout is movement. So if I have the basketball as a coach up top and I have an offensive player who's in the wing area, they're going to move up and down from wing to corner. And at any point, I can make that pass to them. The defensive player is moving accordingly, depending on where that offensive player is moving, whether they're going down to the corner or sliding up, lifting up. Coach can pass the basketball in at any time. So now we're working on closing out into a moving player. So I like this kind of the progression, because out of these five, the first variation and the last variation are closing out into a moving player. And the other three are common catch, like stationary positions, wing, corner. Those are common spots where we just want to get into a closeout, whether you're on a four out, five out, any type of offense. This is a good one. So players will match up, they'll partner up, they'll work on defending an elbow cut. Offensive player walks out to the elbow, pops out to the wing, coach inserts the pass, we D up. They get a stop, you get a point, right? You hustle, you throw the basketball back out to the coach. Offensive player hustles back out to the wing, throw the basketball in, we close out, we play another possession. Defense gets a stop, they get a point, right? Do the same thing. Corner, do the same thing. Skip pass, do the same thing. Offensive player is starting on the wing. They can move up or down on that side, lifting up or going down to the corner. Coach throws the pass whenever they like, and then we play 1-1. So it's five straight defensive possessions, five different looks, and you can rattle through these pretty quick. If you have, say, 12 players on a team, you go to four different baskets. You have one of the players as a passer, one of the players as a defender, one of the players as the offensive player, and you have them all go through one time on each side of the court. There'll be some great repetitions offensively, be some great repetitions defensively. I mean, this is high intensity. We want to know who wins, right? Who got the most stops throughout this possession? If you're doing more of like some of the challenges, these are great to track, great drills to track as far as which player got the most defensive stops when we did, you know, the closeout series this week. The next week, start to mix and match some players around. I think people call it like a gauntlet, competitive gauntlet or cauldron, whatever that's called. So this is a good drill to add into that series. So just a couple things to think about. I think offensively, we really want to continue to practice the closeout because it's one of the hardest things in the game is closing out. And then, you know, I think that one-on-one is something that we should play every single day. Why? Because if we can't contain the ball, we're going to struggle in other areas of the game, right? You're always going to be in rotation. You're always going to be in help. And so continuing to work on how we can defend the ball and then building off of that with the rest of your team philosophy is going to go a long way. I hope that you found this beneficial. We'll do the video uploads and the voiceovers of what this drill actually looks like in our coachesedge.coach membership. It's not up there yet, but it will be. So for our listeners, for our YouTube watchers that are like, boy, I'd love to see this live. That's what the membership's all about, is getting access to really all encompassing, really everything that we can give our coaches. But just as is, I hope this podcast and this little video breakdown help you out and start to visualize how you can add this to your team. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Get after it today.